Hey there, you magnificent audience, you. Welcome to, wait a minute, how come I can't hear myself? There we go. Okay. It is 2 minutes past the hour of noon here. You're listening to 91.5 FM, WMFO Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. This is the show known as Radio Zeke. I am your host, Zeke Duckworthy. Today I have in studio a pillar of the local music community. I'm going to rag you about this because here, let's get some air checks here.
Okay.
All right. Okay. I hear you. Strum.
Strumming.
Oh, this is beautiful stuff. Okay. He always introduces me at his open mic over at Terry O'Reilly's in Newton, which actually is tonight. If you guys happen to be in the Green Line, you pop in there. It's a great place. Open mic jam, is it?
Terry O'Reilly's open mic jam.
That is right.
Not just an open mic.
No, because you guys, will stand up as a studio band behind anybody who walks in.
Studio band's one way of putting it, but yes, we're happy to provide any sort of accompaniment that people would like.
There's a drum kit, there's a bass, there's a pretty nice sound system, there's good
digital piano, electric guitar amp, all that good stuff.
And you've got a co-host there, and his name is Terrence?
My brother from another mother, Mr. Terrence Reeves, who was my first friend in music going, 7 years back, and now we're hosting Terry's going on for about 4 years now.
Big time. All right. You know, I used to be in competition with you, but not on the same night because I had that open mic that I was putting on at the station across the...
Oh, yes.
But you guys are Wednesdays and I was Thursday. Okay, wait a minute. We've jumped a little too far. let's back up here.
Yes, sir.
You are listening to WMFO Medford. I am Zeke Duckworthy. Thank you, Caroline, who is off to talk chemistry with her advisor here, I'm told.
Hell yeah.
And we were, I threatened to open up by playing a song by the Chemical Brothers, but I'm not going to do that today. But next week I probably will. Did you know, I don't want to destroy your faith in music, but do you know that the Chemical Brothers aren't really brothers? She turns pale.
Aren't brothers?
No, they're not. And you know something else? The Thompson twins.
Are they made of chemicals?
The Thompson twins are not actually twins.
Oh, come on. I'm sorry, Zeke. I have to go now.
No. All right. I must do this, so I shall do this. This is a PSA here.
We're giving social media a makeover.
How many tries does it take to get the perfect photo?
The average girl spends 3 hours a day using social media.
48% of teens report feeling lonely and less confident in themselves after using social media.
After the iPhone release in 2007, the depression rate in teens spiked.
To learn how to make social media a more positive place, go to MediaGirls.org. Follow Media Girls on Instagram and use the hashtag MGMakeover.
As I was just explaining to my studio guest here, Andrew Giano, when I hit... We've got this fancy board here. This is not like when I was back in, as we say, back in the day, and I had manual stuff and manual turntables. Now we have, it's all computer controlled, and when you hit the mic, it cuts out the studio monitor, and you can only hear yourself through the miracle of the headphones.
Oh, it's a miracle.
It is, really. I'm going to play a song that isn't one that you requested, but to sort of set the mood here.
For sure.
We'll just play this thing here. Hopefully, I'll set for continuous. I want to set this for single. Yeah, okay. All right. These are you radio listeners out there, whether you happen to be on 91.5 FM driving around in the fair city of Somerville or Medford or Cambridge or Watertown, or maybe at the very edge of Newton where you can sometimes pick up 91.5 with its mighty 5 watts, even though it's a Class A station. But you may well be on the internets, and this system, this complicated system of tubes, carries our signal all the way in real time to Cape Town, South Africa. Hello down there. I know folks down there are listening. Kiel, Germany. I know you're over there. Hello. Chester, England. London, England. San Francisco, California. Los Angeles, California. Lubbock, Texas. Austin, Texas. Nashville, Tennessee. Jupiter, Florida. Possibly, although she may not listen to me these days, for reasons that I'll confess are valid. Crozet, Virginia, which is near Charlottesville. But so hello to all you folks out there. Here's a song that will kind of set the mood for our guest, Andrew Giano.
I was
What about them Jim Blossoms there, good Mr. song. Andrews? That is a good song. All right. Now, I've accused you of like being able to step right into the Gin Blossoms and do what they did so well. So why don't you do what you do so well right here? Play your song live.
Absolutely.
Right here in studio.
This is a newish one called Queen of Hearts.
Bingo.
Months ago today, I drove you to your pad. You said I'd make the perfect husband, make the perfect dad. It felt like I was curious anytime you were around. But numbness makes a dead end out of miles of foreground. Sometimes I feel the worst is finally over. Sometimes I feel the worst is yet to come. Looking back at 10 things that you said you loved about me, laughing at the man I've become. Queen of Hearts, well, I won't let you down. No matter how hard we both try to fall, no matter just how many times we keep on breaking mirrors, or how hard we bang our heads against the writing on the wall. Queen of Hearts, well, I won't let you down. No, I'll never forget you at all. There's the pain of new beginnings, there's the pain of deep regret, there's the loneliness of moving on, the loneliness of bed. Once I want nothing more than freedom from the chains. Now I'm breaking down on kitchen floors, begging for one more day. A powder keg is how our friends describe it. An unhealthy dependency of love. But they all made the same mistakes, and despite their good intentions, I don't see myself quite ever giving up. Queen of Hearts, well, I won't let you down. No matter how hard we both try to fall, just how many times we keep on breaking mirrors, or how hard we bang our heads against the writing on the wall. Queen of Hearts, well, I won't let you down. No, I'll never forget you at all. Queen of Hearts, well, I won't let you down. No, I'll never forget you at all.
Andrew Giano, my guest in studio today, performing his recently composed original song that he made up all by himself and played live right here on WMFO Medford 91.5, Tufts Freeform Radio. That song is called Queen of Hearts. And if you wanted to maybe get a hold of that song, do you possibly have a website?
Well, I do have a website.
What a remarkable coincidence.
That is Andrew Giano Music. Giano is spelled G-E-A-N-O. music.com. And while you can't get a hold of that song just yet, it will be coming to a full-length LP near you sometime, hopefully dropping, as the kids would say, fall or winter of 2018.
Are you engineering this yourself, or are you actually signed to a label and all that?
Well, I'm not signed to a label. It is going to be independently produced, but the person who's producing and engineering it is, of course, Adam Sickler, another very well-known singer-songwriter.
I just saw him last night over at the, on Monday, over at the Bebop.
About the bebop?
Yeah.
Oh, cool. Yeah. Adam is a great guy. He's a very smart dude when it comes to music and engineering, so I know I'm going to be in very, very good hands, and I'll be using my backup band too, so it'll be not just acoustic, it'll be full band experience for that one.
Now, this is regular listeners and attendees at, you know, shows that I put on with me know that I play this like really sad, you know, sort of, you know, beyond sad all the way down. Although I have a nice smile on my face right now because I'm contemplating the extreme sadness of the universe, which makes me happy, actually.
It does. No, you have, with each of your songs, no matter how sad they may or may not be on paper, there's always such great hope.
There's no hope. Come on. Don't lie.
Oh,
I'm
no,
the songwriter.
I love it,
I'll do the lying around
okay,
here.
Okay, fine. I'll let you do the lying.
Yeah, wait, what I was going to say.
I'm a huge fan, Zeke. Yeah,
well, thank you so much. What I was going to say, though, is that I do love music that tends more towards the poppy. I can't write it, you know. And Adam is one of the guys who writes real fine.
For sure.
I don't mean to diminish it by saying it's a pop song, because it is a pop song.
Yeah.
I mean, Gin Blossom's pop song. It's just great stuff. And your material generally tends more towards the pop end of the spectrum, I would say. Is that fair?
I would say that's completely fair.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
And Adam is another one of those guys who does have that great pop sensibility. And if you ever talk to Adam, there's really nothing to see through when it comes to his songs. That's just kind of who that guy is. When he does a song like Playing With Fire or The Cure, that's who he is.
Yeah, sure, The Cure.
Yeah.
I've seen him do that like five or six times. He's always... This is another thing about, you know, a musician at the level where you can go out and play professionally. It's very difficult for somebody like me to play the same song even close to twice.
Really?
You know? Well, I mean, I can play the same song, but it comes out totally different every time I play.
Is that more of a desire thing? Or
no, just it's just because I'm not a competent musician, and that's the difference. It's like, you know, being a cook and being a chef. Mm-hmm. If you're cooking regularly in a restaurant... And you know, I mean, you can be a genius, but the key is being consistent from meal to meal.
Right.
You know, and if you're going to go out and be a musician in the real world, particularly in the pop world, I would think that, you know, you've got to be able to, you might have a couple of different versions that you do, but each version you can probably nail pretty close every time you play it.
I would say for sure, if you're going to be professional, then that consistency is required. But that's, to use your chef analogy again, that only happens after years of not making great meals at all. That just,
that's right.
You know, plugging away. Some people take a little bit longer than some, but eventually you get that consistency down.
Well, so, okay.
A journey.
I'm going to have you play another song right now. What's this one called?
This one is called One Thing, and then in parentheses, In Nashville.
Oh, okay. All right. I think I've heard this one.
Yes.
Go ahead. Okay.
Nashville sky, Tennessee ground, and I'm relieved by the sound of the rain. Got in my pocket a few extra dollars, some CDs and some signs with my name. You know the hardest part about chasing your dreams is that even you might have a bad day. It's coming to grips when you wake up tomorrow, you're gonna have to do it again. Played downtown at an Irish bar, it was cool, things were going my way. The manager said, hey kid, you're alright, here's a beer, here's a card, here's some change. You know the hardest part of driving home alone that night wasn't even having nothing to say. It's coming to grips, I could have just stayed home and my night would have ended the same. 3 miles to go to the Cumberland River, running fast cause I don't know how to leave. Off to the show and you better deliver. Well, I ain't going back to empty scenes. I never minded hanging by a string, it just ain't easy having one thing. Hey man, thanks for the story. I really like Pearl Jam too. It brings me back to a happier time last summer when I was running out of cover song to do. You know the hardest part of never hanging out with your friends isn't even that you miss all the fun. It's the fear that lies deep in your stomach. They haven't even noticed you're gone. 3 miles to go to the Cumberland River. Running fast cause I don't know how to leave. Off to the show and you better deliver. Well, I ain't going back to empty scenes. I never minded hanging by a string. Just ain't easy having one thing. Radio off, I'll stand in the center of a track of a train. I'll ask myself what the hell have I done. Wasn't worth all the money, all the self-involved gain. The piano-shaped mirror hanging over my bed will be coming out in shards and grains. And as for singing and playing guitar, I'm sure I'll find a fresh new chain. 3 miles to go to the Cumberland River. Running fast cause I don't know how to leave. Off to the show and you better deliver. Well, I ain't going back to empty scenes. I never minded hanging by a string. Just ain't easy. Just ain't easy having one thing. Having one thing. Having one thing.
Andrew Giannu, my guest here in studio today.
Hooray.
That's one of your live performances of one of your songs,
yeah.
Having One Thing, about being on the road in Nashville and all
indeed.
That. Yeah. When you play out, do you generally play solo? I mean, usually I see you solo. I don't think I've ever seen you with a band.
Yeah, I do play solo about 3 to 4 times a week. And then I do have my cover band as well. They're called Giant Foot. All one word, Giant Foot, like Bigfoot, but bigger. And
do they have a web presence?
Oh, we got a web presence.
Okay, all right. I was going to hope. And how would an innocent victim find this web presence?
Well, an innocent victim can be victimized one or two ways. They can go to our Facebook page, which is facebook.com/giantfootband, or go to the World Wide Web, which is giantfootband.com.
There we go.
And we're a cover band. We play all around New England, mostly in the greater Boston area, but it's a lot of fun. 90s, classic rock, 80s.
You do weddings and stuff like that?
I'm sorry?
You do weddings ever?
Oh, yeah. No, we have a wedding, a cocktail hour coming up May 19th we're doing. So we're learning some songs for that right now.
So this is the kind of thing where if you want to dance.
If you want to dance, yeah. Cocktail hour is more if you want to like socialize with swagger is
the mood we're trying to set. Yeah, and who wouldn't, you know?
Exactly, yeah.
Yeah. You might lubricate this socialization with some alcohol, possibly, or, you know. Yeah,
exactly.
Right. I get that.
Cocktails for a whole hour.
Yeah, well, that's
To make matters even more interesting, two of our band members are getting married themselves in August. So
are you guys
going to
play for your own wedding?
We're going to be doing a lot of different music stuff. I think I'm going to be the MC and we'll be playing, but they're well ingrained in the music scene, so I'm sure there's going to be tons of musicians playing all throughout the night.
Awesome.
/ day.
And if somebody wanted to catch you live solo, where besides tonight at Terry O'Reilly's in Newton Center, where you open things up always, where else?
Well, every Friday I play solo at the Green Dragon in downtown Boston between 5 p.m. to 8 p.m. That's every single Friday, except for the Fridays I'm not there. And other than that, every Saturday and most Thursdays and or Sundays, you can catch me all around, really, Massachusetts. I play down in Hingham a lot. There's this place called Crow's Landing. There's this place called Stars, both in Hingham,
right.
that I play about once a month. And really anywhere that'll pay me,
yeah.
From Western Mass to New Hampshire.
All you kiddies out there that want to be, you know, like you've probably heard it said that there's a real opportunity in the music business to make as much as $500 a year. And this is a bitter truth. But the fact is that if you want to be a performing musician, you get up and play every time, every chance you got.
Yep.
And but it's a real accolade when somebody does this for a living. Although I happen to know that you, as a professional, are the only zookeeper I've had in studio.
Okay,
because
so
you do actually have another career, and it involves large animals.
They don't know that I'm here. Anyway,
wait a minute. What's that outside?
Exactly. I've already failed.
Yeah.
No, so I'm not the zookeeper, unfortunately, but I am the office manager at the Franklin Park Zoo. Well, I'm the office manager for Zoo New England that operates both the Franklin Park Zoo in Boston, of course, and the Stone Zoo in Stoneham. So
here's a little detail. Back in the day, I'm an inventor, and I invented and patented and started a company based on these patents, the first remotely controllable webcam in
really?
The world. Yes. And we had, as clients, the Stone Zoo, and I've been inside the, not when the white leopards were there, but, you know, when they weren't there, putting up a leopard cam, my own cam. And you could watch it live on the, you know, the World Wide Web, as you say. And we also had something, I don't think we ever did the gorilla cage at, you know, in Boston. We did the gorilla cage at the National Zoo. And I personally, since it was my company, I got to do all the cool stuff. And installing a camera in a gorilla cage is right at the top of the list. And
it's every man's dream right there.
Yeah, exactly. I bashed my toe and it's never recovered. But there was no gorilla involved. I'm sort of ashamed to admit.
But like if you're going to get injured in a gorilla cage.
I'm going to play a song here that you requested. This is a song by a band called Brand New.
Yes.
Thank you.
And that actually is the end of the song. We were joking in the middle because there's that deep pause. And,
yes,
you know, some disc jockeys will play the song Pink Moon, which is the great Nick Drake song.
One of my favorite albums of all time, too.
Yeah, really, you know. That song on vinyl, it's only about 2:10, but the track is 4. And the last minute and a half is silence, but that's part of the song. And a lot of DJs cut that off.
Wow, I did not know that. I only listened to it on the streaming services, which I know sounds a little bit lamer now, but I didn't know it was just a minute and a half of silence after that.
Yeah, it doesn't even fade. It's just quiet.
That's awesome.
Yeah, Nick Drake. All right, so we were chatting about how do you arrange all of these gigs, and you were explaining that you do this mostly by yourself.
That is true. So I'm coming from a bit of a different camp. For the last 2 years, I sort of put songwriting by the wayside as I just started doing cover gigs. And that's the people you see at bars, at the local watering hole, just doing 90s covers, classic rock. And I'm very proudly one of those people as well. So for that, I was just calling and calling people up. I was emailing people every time I could. Like, I tried to make it a point once a day to search out a venue that did live music, that did solo performers, reach out to them, find their email, find their
cell phone. You send them a demo tape and stuff like that.
Send them a demo tape. Usually not the actual physical tape. Now it's all by email.
Yeah, sure.
It's just like, hey, give us a link to your stuff. But
right.
Same idea, of
right.
course. And yeah, it's a numbers game. You just keep doing it. You keep putting yourself out there. If there's an open mic you can go to get that face-to-face contact and also that ear-to-face contact.
I was going to draw a parallel. You said numbers game, and I was going to say it's kind of like dating, but I don't think now you're talking about ear-to-face contact, and I think that's about as far as we're going to take this challenge.
I think, yeah, we probably can't.
So now you are a Massachusetts child of the Green Mountains.
Yes. The Green Mountains?
No. Well, south of the Green Mountains.
Okay,
sort of the sub-Berkshire, east in the shadow. You're a Ludlow.
I am a Pioneer Valley native, yes.
There you go, baby. And you wended your way to Boston how long ago?
So I moved to Boston in 2006 when I went to Emerson College. And other than 2 summers at home and 1 spring in Los Angeles, I have lived out here ever since. So it's weird. It's almost now, do I say I'm from Boston at this point, because I've lived here for 12 years versus 18 years in the Springfield area.
Well, I always, the calculus is, you know, where you went to high school, that's where you're from.
Usually,
but still,
yeah.
You know, like now you're from here, so.
I think so. I consider myself way more ingrained in Boston culture than I feel like I ever had in Springfield culture. As much as I love Ludlow, Springfield, all my friends and family back there, it's not a place that I go back to that often.
You don't go back and ride your Indian motorcycle past the Indian motorcycle factory there?
No. As great as that sounds, yeah.
No, you are going to entertain us with another one of your songs.
Oh, yes.
Okay, let's hit this.
This is called Hypocrite.
Hoping your rules would finally even out. If I ever said the things you thought it was okay to tell me, you'd go and freak the hell on out. How many times did you break down when they simply tell me hi? And how many times were you staying up all night talking to your bartender on the side? Just remember that I still saved the phrases you use on the girls you hate that you try to be cool with. Maybe they would finally like to know that you tell and beg for the truth. You take all the power, then you trip the fuse. You make a scene and run when there's drama. You demand today but don't want tomorrow. You think every girl world is after you, boy. While you're staying out with Joe till 5 in the morning, you have to be held but drop me every time I start to fall. Baby, I'm sick of it all. Sick of it all. You never seem to be around much, but I could never ask for space. You said I'm pretty and you weren't, so there's a difference in how we both get to behave. You talked about me every which way while I was told to bite my lip. You're so damn smart, how does any of this get by you? Or do you just not give up? And just remember that I still know the people you use when your will gets slow and you're feeling amused. Anything or one that makes you feel okay. Cause you tell a lie and beg for the truth. You take all the power, then you trip the fuse. You make a scene and run when there's drama. You demand today, but don't want tomorrow. You think every girl is after your boy. While you're staying out with Joe till 5 in the morning, you have to be held but drop me every time I start to fall. Baby, I'm sick of it all. Sick of it all. You can try all you want to make it all consistent, but you won't. You won't. Cause you make the game and knock all the pieces. You want it straight and make all the creases. You like it sweet, but you take it sour. You want 60 minutes, but don't want the hour. Yeah, you tell a lie, beg for the truth. You take all the power, then you trip the fuse. You make a scene and run when there's drama. You demand today, but don't want tomorrow. You think every girl is after your boy. While you're staying out with Joe till 5 in the morning, you have to be held, but drop me every time I start to fall. Baby, I'm sick of it all. Sick of it all. Sick of it all. Sick of it all. Sick of it all.
Andrew Giano live in studio, his song Hypocrite. Man, that's a good song. And not only that, I gotta say, you know, you're making it radio friendly live in the middle of the song by changing the lyrics and bleeping yourself.
I did, yes.
This is the mark of a astoundingly accomplished professional.
Well,
musician.
Thank you, sir. Don't want to get anyone in trouble.
Well, you know, and I can see this is, again, you have that Emerson College background.
Yes.
Which makes you into somebody who's professionally engaged, at least at some point educationally, in looking at the broadcast industry and in the is that what you studied? What did you take there?
I studied audio production. So yeah, I definitely was around EMF a lot. I never DJed, but I did DJ for one semester at WECB, which is their online radio station.
Right, right. That's like the Berkeley radio station, right?
Exactly, yeah. And like college, a lot of it's a blur, but I like to think that I guess some of that is still a bit ingrained in me, the whole looking at it from a broadcast perspective, as you said.
No, it's interesting. You know, this town, I say this pretty much every show, Boston is a town. It's not the biggest city in the country. It's probably top 13 or 14. If you take the whole metro area, it's bigger, but it punches way above its weight in terms of
very, very small town, especially landmass wise.
Yeah, yeah. But as I say, you know, it's a small town, but there's so much musical talent around here, and it's just ridiculous.
It's awesome. It really is. It's so good to be a part of this community, and the fact that it is so small, I feel makes it more of a community because it's dense and small, and so you always see the same people all around. There's no shortage of people to be inspired by and to make friends with, so it's I'm very really lucky to be a part of it.
It's very interesting when you watch, you go to various open mics or various little shows and stuff, and like you could be going to a show next week where I'm playing, you'll see all the people who form the various circles of the various parts of the Venn diagram.
Yes.
You know, they don't always overlap. There's usually one or two people. Like I'll go over to Atwood's and I'll see people that I know from the Lizard. Or I'll go over to the Lizard and I'll see people that I... Not that many from Terry's, though. But everybody goes to Terry's tonight. You should be there if you're one. You want to be one of the cool kids.
This is true. Yeah. It's been called the best worst kept secret, Terry O'Reilly, is because it is so full and crowded all the time, and we're very, very thankful for that. But a lot of times I do feel like we're still a bit on the fringe, and maybe that's me trying to make it too counterculture in my own mind, but it does kind of seem like that. It seems like we're a little bit on the fringe, but still very well attended and that people know about it.
Oh, absolutely.
So, I'm not sure how to describe it exactly, but it's been called the best worst kept secret, and I think that's the point people are trying to convey.
Well, it's one of the things about it, a lot of the musical scenes around here are straight music. Rarely do they have stand-up. If you have 20 acts a night or 17 or 18, you'll have 4 or 5 stand-ups.
That sounds about right.
Yeah.
And then, of course, we got slam poetry. Our Lexi White, who is actually going to be on the national slam team, she's sort of our resident poet, and also Adam Hunt, a Newton local, who I love to death. Yep. So we get everything. We get people who read excerpts out of novels. There was a balloon artist one time who made balloons on his unicycle at people's request, which was awesome. And then, of course, Constantine, the professional pickpocketer.
Yes, I was just going to say. I got a shout out to Nora Panahi because she did.
Yes.
She's just really, she should be on Saturday Night Live. She's one of the funniest people I've ever seen in my life.
For someone who I think just turned 21, just her natural comedic timing, her instinct, her tone, her voice.
We're not talking about 100% office friendly material here, folkies.
Not even in the slightest.
But
bet she probably could do a clean set.
I'm sure she could. Zenobia, another one.
Zenobia,
there you go.
I'm not sure if she can do a clean set.
Well, yeah, but I don't
but that's
think
what I makes should, Zenobia so great.
She could do a clean set, but she'd say, "No, I'm not doing that." I'm going to play another song here, and we're going to talk about the dynamics, the importance of getting loud and soft and building. Okay, and tell me why Todd Snyder is a dynamic performer.
Oh, I can't wait.
All right, well, tell me before I play this song.
So Todd Snyder is my favorite act, has been my favorite act of the last 2 years, and I say that pretty definitively. Todd Snyder's dynamics are incredible, and not even so much of the loud quiet, just his tone, the affectations he'll make with his voice. No one will call him a great, classically trained singer, but just the little bit of emotion, whether it's sarcastic or funny or sad or despair or distraught or everything in between, that guy's will make his voice sound exactly that. There's no second questioning exactly what he's feeling when he's singing.
Unorganized Crime. Amazing. Unorganized Crime off the Excitement Plant by Todd Snyder.
Slick Willie, I'm here to turn myself in. I'm the one, and I don't feel guilty. If I could, I would do it again. It was a friend of my old man. He came by every couple months or so with a brown paper bag full of bandit cash. He'd have a couple of drinks and he would go. It taught me this old dirty fist fight trick, but it only worked about half the time. Black and blue, I was born into unorganized crime. I'm the one who killed Slick Willie Mae, never rest in peace. Everyone around Portland knew he was a lowlife, to say the least. Some kind of prize fighter back in his day, took his pay and bought the toughest joint in town, where my old man chose to throw his whole life away, chasing cheap cocaine and crazy women around, with Willie the wire wearing, stepped on coke, selling lunch money, pimp of his time. Born into it, I knew that I could do it. There'd be too many suspects to solve the crime, but I'm the one who killed Slick Willie. I'm here to put this to rest. I'm the one, and it wasn't easy. I ain't afraid to confess that I kicked this back door down, let myself in, stuck a gun up to the side of his head. He turned around so fast and knocked it out of my hand that for a second there I thought that I was dead. But I know this old dirty fist fight trick, and it works about half the time. I still can't believe he didn't see it coming, but he didn't. Unorganized crime, unorganized crime, unorganized crime, unorganized crime.
All right, it's Todd Snyder. I'm just going to jump right into this other song, which that one put me in mind of, and you'll see exactly why right here. Yeah, Todd Snyder listened to some morphine, you think?
I think so. I think he's taking some morphine.
Yeah, right, here we go. Okay, here's You Look Like Rain.
You look like rain, look like rain. You 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 look like rain.
Right, we're going to talk right into the great Mark Sandman. Yeah, baby.
Yeah, now as you were saying, that has such a great tribal, and to use your word, prehistoric feel to it. Morphine is so ahead of their time. You feel like they'd fit perfectly in the indie scene today. And this was back in, as you said, late 80s, early 90s, just way ahead of their time.
Yeah, Mark
and
Sandman.
And gone too soon, unfortunately.
Yeah, tragic story. You know, anybody from around here will know about Mark Sandman and the band Morphine, but Newton guy, the square in front of the Middle East is named the Mark Sandman Memorial.
Yes, indeed. Getting emotional there, Zeke? Talk about...
No, I'm still coughing.
But yeah, no, what an act, what a voice. The Lou Reed influence is very evident there. And yeah, like I can also hear the resemblance to Todd Snyder there and that
Definitely. Just
beautiful, gut-wrenching drawl.
And
it's so simple but effective.
It brings you right face-to-face with the fact that you don't need a lot of notes. You don't need a big vocal range.
And you don't just need a lot of words. It's just looks like rain. Is three simple words, all one syllable, and it just paints a beautiful picture and tells a beautiful story just by saying it over and over again.
You will recall that Mark Sandman played a two-string bass of his own invention. People said, why do you have two strings? He says, well, I don't really need two. I really only need one. why don't you play us a song of yours here, sir?
Definitely. This will be the last song that I play, and this is about being in a bad spot and wanting to get better, and people will say, take care of yourself, and you'd be like, yeah, that's good advice, but also you have no idea what that means. So this is about that process, trying to figure it out.
My guest, Andrew Giannu from the local scene. You can find him at andrewgiannumusic.com.
.com or on the Facebook.
All right. Bye, folks. Here's Andrew. Bye.
Well, there's no right way to recover all the wrong ways to relapse. There's nothing quite like getting caught in your own self-set traps. So there I sat in town as my friends came to my aid. They all told me how to break free, but they all said different ways. Some would say that I need love for all my problems to be solved. Some would say that I'm not ready to date or get involved. Well, it's times like these I listen to my heart and carry on. But I'm all out of ideas, so come on, bring on the mob. But they say don't go out at night, don't be staying home alone. Don't lean too much on your friends, please pick up that phone. Well, I'd love to find a way to escape my inner hell. Can't figure out what they mean by take care of yourself. Maybe I'm just too involved with my own career and goals. But when I cut back, they told me that I went overboard. So I tried to strike a balance, but I think I tried too hard. And I ended up in rehab, sending my regards. They say don't go out at night, don't be staying home alone. Don't lean too much on your friends, but please pick up that phone. Well, I'd love to find a way to escape my inner hell. Can't figure out what they mean by take care of yourself. Maybe no, I should start seeing the forest for the trees. But I never liked the outdoors and I'm not too big on green. Well, they told me metaphors should not be taken literally. But when they say don't drink, well, now I'm supposed to take them seriously. Well, they say don't go out at night. Don't be staying home alone. Don't lean too much on your friends, but please pick up that phone. Well, I'd love to find a way to escape my inner hell. Can't figure out what they mean by, don't know what they mean by, never knew what they meant by. But they say don't go out at night. Don't be staying home alone. Don't lean too much on your friends, but please pick up the phone. Well, I'd love to find a way to escape my inner hell. Can't figure out what they mean by. Take care of yourselves, everybody. Woo-hoo-hoo.